Yes. 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 Yes to the glorified vision of the manifested reality that we call home. Yes. To the unabashed joy that we choose to express with ourselves in deep appreciation for these glorious bodies that we get to choose to inhabit. And yes, to the further level of communion that we get to share with each other as we continue this mic dance. Now, this is the second one. You guys, that last Sunday that I was with, like, these mics and the friends that come up to make sure that our resounding tones get heard in the world. So grateful for the way that life sets those things up. To pray inappropriately and unrealistically isn't really inappropriate or unrealistic when you really think about it. I don't know about you, but if I really allow myself to come into alignment of allowing my connection to spirit to really be expressed through how my words and imagination are wanting to take form, there's nothing too great that I can't commune with from that space. There's nothing unrealistic about the pieces of heaven that we know to be true because we're able to see them and feel them and understand them, even in the smallest fragmented space, and have the courage to ask for the guidance and for the pathway through to bring those tiny microscopic fragments of bits of heavenly truth into the earth to make it real. There's nothing unrealistic about that. There's nothing inappropriate about that. The only thing dangerous in that is not allowing yourself to get there. Not allowing yourself to have all your wildest dreams come true. I remember what that felt like when I was afraid. I still get there sometimes. I let my small box mind tell me what I think is real and what isn't from time to time. And then the angel comes and says, "Oh, no, 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 no. We don't play that game anymore. That's not what's happening." And we find a way to get out of that old skin and into something that is more fitting of the robe that we choose to be bestowed upon us. When I was at Burning Man this past week, I had the luxury of being a part of the Black Rock City Gospel Choir. Talk about learning how to pray in a new way with others. And I've come to the conclusion that inside of every successful person that's ever existed on the planet is a strong Black woman. I believe it and I know it to be true. Because the level of kindness and honesty and joy, just unrealistic joy sometimes, that is able to be expressed in understanding the history of how the song of prayer began to envelop an entire cultural movement to bring new hope when people were feeling condemnation, a newfound level of strength when these people didn't have anything, and how these songs stood the test of time and are most relevant today, just as they were in the days of yesterday, I think it says something to the true power of prayer. In that truth is truth is truth, first of all. And also that everyone's wildest dreams can come true, but do you have the courage to dream them and live them into reality? I think it's that simple sometimes. If we allow ourselves to really have the insight to be a womb for heaven on earth to actually be created, and the courage to bring the penetrating force of that insight into the world with unrealistic expectations, something good is bound to happen. Yesterday, I had the pleasure and honor of my very first real human conversation with my daughter. And what came out of it was the understanding that she and I both felt in that moment through the conversation that we were all given a chance at life. In my experience, she wanted to know what happened in my experiences when I died. And then we realized that it wasn't just my death story, it was our death story, because she was there with me that whole time. She wasn't born yet. But it wasn't just me that got a second chance at life. It wasn't just her that got a second chance at life, or my son. But it's all of us. Now, that was the conclusion that we came to, was that it's all of us who get to have a chance at life. And just because you didn't go into the swing in between worlds and talk to an angel and be given it like a little fairy grandmother or whatever it is in our imaginations, doesn't mean that it's not real. It's not real because we trust. We trust, and that's what makes it real. It's not real because we trust. We trust, and that makes it real. So whatever is in your mind about the wildest possibility that you could have for your life, like, really go there. Whatever that is, let your imagination be shameless. And whatever that is, be willing to completely take the lid off of your current experience in every which way you possibly can. Go all the way through the eye of the needle of what it means to feel life inside of your body as someone who's not just here living and not just chosen, but actually favored by creation to bring those wildest dreams into the earth. To really step into the possibility of truly not just believing it, but embodying it and breathing it and sharing it fearlessly with your friends, because talking about it actually helps anchor making those things true and real for you. And then stepping back with all the swirl of life around you, of all the no's and all the buts and all the shoulds and all the whatevers, and get ready to let your life change completely. If you want your wildest dreams, and let your wildest prayers become your wildest life you've ever had here. Thank you.